Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I'll be your host for the next 90 minutes, or until my producer kicks me off. This is another in our ongoing series, The News in Review. This week, we're going to be taking a look at two cases. One was a double homicide that happened 30 years ago. In fact, I'm pretty certain it's almost pretty close to 30 years ago, and we're within a few weeks. And for 29 of those years, it was a cold case. It came alive again last year, and we're going to get an update on where the case sits now. Our other focus today is the sad and, I have to say, personally, very frustrating Hayley Cummings disappearance. In an article I wrote a couple of days ago, I likened it to the movie The Curse of the Mummy, and indeed it is. Get involved and wait for the freight train with no brakes to hit you. Anyway, before we get started with our show, let's introduce the panel. In the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Simon. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Are you having a great 5th of July?
Oh, yeah, just a great one.
That's splendid. From New York, we have author, crime writer, and mob specialist, Denny Griffin. Denny, it's super to have you with us.
Well, glad to be here, Simon. Thank you very much.
Also from from Florida, hopefully, we have our very good friend Cobra Storbs on the line. I'm not sure if he's actually with us yet or if he's still trying to join. Cobra, are you with us?
Hey, like a bad dream.
Like a bad dream, okay. So, somehow I knew Cobra would make it into the game. Again from Florida, another great friend of Blogger News, TJ Hart, news director and reporter for The Sky 97.3 out of Gainesville. TJ, it is super to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be on board, especially on the 5th.
Right, especially on the 5th. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those little-known British facts. We in fact, celebrate the 5th of July. We got rid of you guys.
History is how you look at it, brother.
Not from where I'm sitting, huh, TJ?
I don't know.
I am hoping that Art Harris will be joining us at some point during the afternoon, but I do know he has some other commitments. Yeah. We also have a very special guest this week, a gentleman by the name of Paul Scharf. Paul, it's great to talk to you again.
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Our switchboard is open, and we welcome your questions and comments. Our number is area code 646-378-1120. And if you're too shy to call in, our chat room is open, and you can always ask your questions there. I've had a few people ask me recently about our radio schedule. You know, we have programs that pop up all the time, and I'm glad to tell you there is a way that you can actually track them. The infamous Twitter. If you twitter.com/bloggernews, you can get a complete schedule of our radio segments. So let's start with Paul Scharf. Paul, I'm sure a number of our listeners are going, who is Paul Scharf? You know, they're not familiar with your father's case. Can you give us a quick sketch of what happened back in 1979?
It was actually June 2nd, 1981.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened is my father and his barmaid were gunned down in the back of his tavern on June 2nd, 1981. The case went cold. We heard a lot of different theories, different stories of what might have happened, but the case went cold. My dad's best friend, who is Jim Hager, was riding with his daughter, Holly Hager, back to Arkansas. That's where Jim stays. And Holly used to be a former babysitter of mine. And on that ride last year, she was asking her father about who may have killed my father. And Jim mentioned a couple names, and one of the names that he had mentioned was Larry Newman. So when Holly got back home, she started to Google the name Larry Newman. And immediately he came up on a serial killer site stating that this man was from McHenry. McHenry was my hometown, and McHenry was also the town that my father was killed in. And she Googled a little bit more, and then she came across an autobiography. The autobiography was a book called Collada, co-authored by one of your panelists, Dennis Griffin, there, with Frank Collada. And so she immediately got the book, and in that book, she read about my father's murder. She contacted her father and said, "Tell me why this isn't the guy that killed Ron." And once Jim reviewed everything, he contacted myself and told me what was going on, and I went and got the book Collada. And then, in short order from there, I got in touch with Dennis Griffin, and with the help of Dennis and Frank Collada and many others, we got the case not reopened. It was a murder case, but we got the investigation going again, and that's where we are today.
Denny, let me ask you, as the co-author of the book, how surprised were you when this all came out?
Very, very surprised. It was last summer, and I had an email from the publisher's publicity person, and it was a forward of an email from Paul. Paul didn't have my direct email, so he went through the publishing house. And the email said that, as I recollect, it's basically a thank you for bringing the case back to light. And right up until then, I didn't realize that we were talking about two cold cases, two cold homicides. I assumed they had been solved. You know what they say about when you assume. So I was very much in shock to get that email from Paul.
And I know we have a lot of listeners that have never heard about this case. Where can people pick up a copy of the book? And I'll actually spoil the, or I'll put a spoiler into the works. It's on page 130, I believe.
Yes, it is. It's on page 130 of the book Collada. And Collada is Frank Collada. He was a former mobster, hitman for the Chicago Outfit, or associated with the Chicago Outfit. And Larry Newman, who we believe killed Paul's dad and his barmaid, was part of a crew that worked for Frank out in Las Vegas. They were known as the Hole in the Wall Gang. They were burglars, robbers, killers, arsonists. And the book, it's available in most of the bookstores in Vegas. I guess it's considered a local interest book. The best bet to order it is through Amazon.
And Collada is, I always spell the man's name incorrectly.
It's Collotta.
Okay, now this news broke, last year? And
right.
The case was reopened. As I understand it, at one time there was something like 30 people assigned to, let's just rubber stamp this one as done. And I think the last time I spoke to you, that number of active participants had been reduced to 2, and you weren't quite sure if they were full-time or if this was just something they talked about over coffee and donuts. Has there been any significant movement?
There has been movement. The biggest thing that we got out of that was the line of communications. There was problems with them communicating to me what was going on, and that seems to have been resolved. They've done a lot of interviewing of some people from back in 1981, 1982, to doing some forensic testing. And currently, that's what we're waiting on. We're waiting on some forensic tests.
TJ, I know that you were a longtime Chicago resident. Are you surprised to hear about the happenings in McHenry County? Oops. I think we just lost TJ. His timing is always so good.
Can you hear me, Simon? Cobra.
Cobra, okay.
Hey, man. Well, I was just going to tell your other panel member there, sorry that he lost his dad, but didn't Frank Galata die in jail because a good friend of mine and an attorney that I use when I go to Vegas, John Mamet, he represented the Hole in the Wall gang, and he had a little piece in the movie Casino. You know him? He's a great guy and might be able to shed some light back on Frank.
Frank is alive and well.
Oh, he is?
He is, and he's actually been really helpful with my father's case.
Mm.
Larry Newman died about 2 years ago in prison.
That's him. That's the one. But has anybody reached out to Mr. Mamet?
I haven't. I don't know. Paul, how about anybody on your end?
I'll get you the number there, and you can get a hold of him and ask him what he knows. He's right there in Vegas, and great, great, super guy. And he represented the Hole in the Wall gang, and a cast of characters.
Okay,
no, but, I don't believe anybody's contacting from my side.
We have a couple of callers on the line, and I'd like to bring them in, see what their questions and comments are. We have someone coming in from the 423 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us? Okay, 423 doesn't want to talk to us.
Oh.
TJ. Oh, hello. Hello, is this 423?
Yes, this is Ann in Tennessee, and I am just listening on the line.
Oh, okay, Ann.
My computer got hacked, so I cannot watch the show on the Internet.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, listen away and enjoy.
Thank you.
Do we have TJ back online?
Yes, you do. I'm sorry. I'm having fun with my fine phone here again.
Yeah, TJ, you know, we at Blogger News may not have much money, but we're going to have a little whip round, you know, we're going to pass the hat around and get you a decent cell phone.
I'm actually on a regular line right now, so I'm good.
Just as an editorial, we'll decline that. We're not giving anyone any money. We're not taking any money. We're buying cell phones. We're calling people asking about, did you get money? If I got money, I wouldn't be on there talking to TJ. Hey, TJ, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
All right, brother.
TJ, right after you fell off the line, I asked a question, and I'll ask it again. TJ, I happen to know that you were a long-term resident of the Chicago area. What's your thoughts on McHenry County?
It's a fun little bunch. With the right amount of money and the right amount of influence, things can just disappear, go away, never happen. Boo, who are you? It's a lot like a few other places in the world. I'll just say that that in McHenry County, it's got its quirks. It's not near as bad as Chicago. It's much like Chicago light, from what I've been able to tell. But you got the fine folks there in Crystal Lake and the Fox Valley and stuff like that, good, hard-working, nice people. But politically speaking, they can be persuaded to look the other way.
Can I ask TJ a question, Simon?
Yeah,
certainly.
TJ, Denny Griffin, how you doing?
Doing very well.
Listen, McHenry County, when I asked Frank Collada, I said, now you gave the feds, Frank rolled and became a government witness in 1982,
uh-huh.
And as part of his debriefing, he had to tell everything he knew about everybody. That was part
mm-hmm.
of the deal.
Yes.
And so he told about Newman's alleged double homicide of Paul.
Oh, where he flew back from Vegas and took care of it in the afternoon?
Pardon me?
Where he flew back from Vegas and took care of the homicide in the afternoon?
No, this was a deal where Newman received a phone call. They were in Frank's restaurant in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Newman's ex or estranged wife, I'm not sure what the legal...
Oh, she's raising hell in the bar, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and she alleged that Paul's dad had thrown her out physically.
Uh-huh.
Frank said that when Newman hung up the phone, he came back to the table, he was absolutely in a rage. And he said, I'm going back to Chicago and kill the son of a bitch. And Frank said he talked to him for over a half hour because the ex-wife didn't claim any injury.
Uh-huh.
And Frank said, you're not even married to her any longer. What do you want to get involved in this thing for? And Larry said, it's a slight to me. It's an insult. It's a sign of disrespect because the bar owner knows who I am. So
mm-hmm.
for him to treat my ex that way is a slap in my face, basically.
Uh-huh.
So he returned to Frank thought he talked him out of it, but Larry said a couple weeks later he had business in Chicago, so he took off, and that's when the murders took place. But Frank, when he rolled in 1982, just under a year after the murders, and he had to give up all this information, that was one of the things he told the feds. They, in turn, got two people from McHenry County out to the San Diego lockup where Frank was being held, and he relayed that information to them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was ever done about it. Frank's theory is that at the time, I don't know about today, but back in 81, 82, McHenry County was heavily under the influence politically of the Chicago outfit. They
oh,
had
definitely.
Clout. And that if they had acted on Frank's statement about Newman, that it would have given Frank credibility. And as a newly turned government witness, it was best not to act on his information. Let it go away and disappear, rather than enhance Frank's credibility for upcoming trials against outfit members.
Now, well, not only would it have enhanced Frank's credibility, it also would have exposed a whole new light. And you want to talk about a big investigation, the whole can of worms would have been opened up there in that community.
So Frank's logic might make a little sense then as far as motivation.
It sure does.
I'm not familiar with McHenry, but from what I hear, at least back in 81, 82, it was,
there were certain influences. We'll just say that there were certain influences, sir, and I think you and I know what that means.
Yes.
and like I said, it's like Chicago light. I mean, Chicago's a big city, and it's got its fingers in, the syndicate, or syndicates, plural, have their hands in a lot of different things. You get out there in McHenry County, people do their business in town, they go to live in McHenry County, and they go to live in Will County, in what they call the collar communities, and their hope and intent was that their business wouldn't follow them home.
Okay. Let me just clarify one thing. If people might be wondering if Newman died a couple of years ago, and he was the alleged killer. You know, what's going on? What's McHenry investigating? You got a dead inmate. Here's the deal, and Paul can correct me on this if I'm in error. McHenry County, I believe, thinks that there may have been someone else complicit in these killings. Not necessarily a trigger man, but someone maybe in a conspiratorial sense. And that's what's going on here. I believe, am I correct, Paul, that they think there might be possible someone else could be charged?
Yeah, I don't know what the end results are going to be. But that was certainly part of the investigation, other people of interest, that they were certainly thinking about charging, if they're going to charge. I don't know for sure.
Do you think, Paul, based on your, you said there's been some improvement in your communication with McHenry County, do you have any sense that they would not name Newman as the killer and close out the homicides as far as who pulled the trigger, that they would not do that unless they're able to charge someone else who's alive, or can they be two separate items? Can they go ahead and name Newman as the guy that pulled the trigger and then still continue their investigation into possible accomplices?
Well, I'm not sure if that's going to be their intentions. I believe that they're probably trying to go ahead and just wrap everything up to a conclusion. I think part of it is they want to do the right thing, and the other part of it is this is tying up some resources for something that isn't going to shape anything today, you know. And so I think they're anxious to wrap this up.
So do you expect a fairly quick resolution? I mean, a matter of a few weeks, or well, what's your gut feeling about it?
Well, my gut feeling is that we are coming to a conclusion. I mean, it's still a fluid environment. We're still waiting for some tests to come back, and those tests can come back leading into another direction. And if so, I believe that the case would continue to go in that direction. If the results are less conclusive, then I believe that there will probably be a summary soon of what happened or what they're going to do.
But you don't anticipate another 28 years?
I'm hoping not. I really hoping not. It's been a long time coming, that's for sure.
Okay.
Good luck to you very much.
I appreciate that.
Let's move on to another case. It isn't 28 years old, although the amount of news coming out of the cops right now, it might just as well be 28 years old. Haley Cummings. All right. There's not much really going on directly with the case, but there's a whole schwack of stuff going on with the sideshows, right? The latest one is a bit player, Nene, right? She got busted on cocaine and cyber-stalking charges. Two questions.
Yeah.
Who the hell is she cyber-stalking? And interestingly, the bond was bigger for the cyber-stalking side of it than the cocaine deal.
Two reasons for that, Simon. Number one, she's out on a felony already. This is Cobra.
Yeah, which was cocaine, wasn't it?
Well, she was already out on a felony bond. What happens when you get a second felony bond? You have to go for a magistrate. And so she had one open, and she had to go for a magistrate in order to post that. But I believe the cyber-stalking, according to what I'm reading, floating around in some of these... what do you call them?
Blogs? Those unreliable places?
Yeah, reliable places. That she was allegedly cyber-stalking Kim Boccaccio. She's probably the one who hacked her computer and all this shit, and I don't think she can spell her name on a good day. So, you know, get a fall guy. Whoever, that's good. Get her. Yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff, Simon.
TJ, any thoughts on this Nene thing?
TJ fell out of the chair.
That TJ. I mean, I'm serious. I'm gonna hand the hat round.
If we buy him a phone, we'd be like we paid him off or something.
Right. I mean, they're only like $20. I've seen them.
If you buy them for $200,000, you still bought him.
Right. Does anyone know when the interagency brain trust is getting together again? You know, they met about a month ago, and they said it would be you know, 30 days, and they were going to get together again?
I believe that's sometime in the middle of, I think it's Thursday, that they're...
You are. You just pop right up.
Right. I'm sorry. where did he come from?
I don't know. I don't know. He's scary, man.
I had to take a call from my boss, my wife. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Oh. You're forgiven.
We were talking about buying you off, but, you know, I convinced Simon we can't, so I'm glad you got your phone working again.
No, I love being poor. It's great.
Join the club.
Yeah.
So, two questions. Do you have any clue on this on cyber stalking thing?
Hocus pocus. I think what the stalking was is, you have to understand this little girl. She's been through a lot of trauma. She's had her child stolen from her. Her child was supposed to be a temporary custody thing, but it's permanent. And the man who has her child, she likes to go by and see her child. But then she loses it because this guy also has other girlfriends and stuff from time to time. Our acquaintances showing up, and it literally drives her insane. So then she would be, like anybody else probably, stalking around trying to find out who's got her kid, what is her kid being fed properly and stuff, and is driving her insane. So that's a form of stalking, also falls into the same thing. And then, you know, of course, if she happened to get by a computer and somebody could allow that charge to fall on her too, I don't know, brother. There's a lot of scary shit considering the players. And I'm not talking about law enforcement. I'm talking about the players surrounding these folks.
TJ, your thoughts on the cyber stalking thing?
Well, I'm right now just in the middle of getting the details on it, and I really can't comment on it other than it just seems like every now and again this young lady just kind of falls out of the air into the case.
Yeah.
Whether you know she means anything or not, it remains to be seen. Yeah. But it does appear that in some way, shape, or form, at least earlier. You know, with some things, it appeared that she might at least know somebody who might know something.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, TJ, the other question I wanted to ask you before you so rudely put me on hold.
It was the boss.
It was the boss. do you know when the interagency brain trust is getting together again?
I believe it's supposed to be either Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to double-check on that, but it should be coming up here within this week.
Right, because it's been around the 30-day mark.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they've processed any more of the evidence yet.
Well, yeah, I hope so, because I got to tell you, it's a very sore spot with me, and I think it's a sore spot with anybody who's interested in making sure that this little girl is found, is that, you know, there was a mobile home. There were also some vehicles that had to be searched. There were a lot of different things that had to be taken in for evidence. It's not just all fingerprints and DNA. There are a lot of other things that they look for, and I'm sure that that Cobra could speak to more of that, because he's more of on the investigative side than I am. I just report. But you would think that with what they picked up over the last several days, they would be able to get that thing processed and taken care of, and at least, you know, somewhat analyzed. It's very disappointing to hear that here we are, where we're pushing on, what, 5 months?
Mm-hmm.
And still not all the evidence has been gathered has been analyzed. I'm not even saying that all the evidence has been gathered, because obviously we don't have a child yet. So it's very disappointing, and I know the people who are affected most, the families and people who know Haley, and those who feel some kind of a kinship to America's little girl right now, as Bill appropriately dubbed her several weeks ago. Your heart sinks. And now we had a dig up there on the farm where Crystal Sheffield, Haley's mom's living. Basically, that was nothing more than to take that off the list of possibilities. A lot of money was spent there. I wonder if they processed those animal remains they found. Gee, that would be nice. But it just seems to me that we're not getting the clear story as to what progress, if any, is being made. One could surmise that they're waiting for someone to basically trip up, make a mistake, so they can push forward in the direction that law enforcement needs to push forward in, but they can't publicly show their hand. It might really bring down a house of cards. In speaking with Captain Dick Schallen before he retired the second time from Putnam County, and God bless him, I love that man. He's a Chicago boy, too. He said, you know, everybody seems to be concerned about folks getting arrested along the way. He said, I guarantee you that there's going to be a lot to follow up on. But first and foremost, find the girl. There will be people arrested. There will be crimes to be prosecuted. There's a whole lot of stuff that will go down following the discovery and return of that little girl. And I find his words to be very true.
I do want to...
Oh, and he said, by the way, there will be people arrested.
Yeah, and I do want to tell you something that someone said a few minutes ago in the... in the chat room that we run. Don't press TJ's buttons. We don't want him to have a heart attack.
Well, I've got my nitro caps here. I'm good. My wife made me pack them before I came into the studio. That's what she called to make sure I had them.
Hey, Simon.
Oh, Denny, carry on.
Yeah, can I ask a question? Probably directed to Cobra and or TJ. If you can update me a little bit. At one point, a few weeks ago, there was some stories about Haley's medical condition. She had various medical problems,
mm-hmm.
and required medication, required certain care. There was speculation at that time that possibly through this need for medical treatment or prescription drugs and that type of thing, she could be located that way. If somebody had her and was trying to care for her, they would have to give her her medicine. Apparently, it's been long enough now that that didn't pan out, or they certainly would have found her. Was that medical condition situation overblown or what?
I can speak to one of these, and I know Bill wants to speak to the other. She does have Turner syndrome, which is a condition with which she was born with a kind of a stubbier fingers and toes, and sometimes she has some muscle spasms as a result of that. And Cobra, I believe you know more about the situation with she might have asthma or something like that, something breathing related.
You know, a lot of children have breathing problems, and they have these, you know, my children had the same kind of stuff, but I don't think it was anything that had to be sought out medical.
Cobra, you're going to have to shout.
Oh, you can't hear me? What's wrong with this phone, man?
Hey, we obviously haven't pressed your buttons.
How about that?
That's better.
All right, cool. I had the volume turned down a little bit. I was listening there. I don't think her medical condition was such that she would be showing up in an emergency room anywhere. And, you know, with all the – everybody thinks about that stuff, but with all the drugs problems that we have in America, do you not think that we can't get that stuff without going to a hospital or something or a doctor? We don't need that. They got it on the streets.
Shit. In Florida, they do.
I hope everybody wasn't waiting to happen to find the child. Jesus Christ.
Let's take a call.
Killing me here.
We have a caller coming in from the 512 area code. Well, what's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Hello.
Hello.
I actually called in just to listen. This is Kathy. How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Doing well.
If we were doing any better, we'd be celebrating the 5th of July.
Well, you are. I've decided I just want to listen in on this one, so I guess I punched the wrong number or something.
Okay, no, that's fine. You're more than welcome to listen in. I just wanted to make sure that
yeah.
we weren't keeping
I like to listen in on my cell phone so I'm not chained to my computer.
TJ, you're the man on the ground, shall we say?
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any movement this week?
This week, not to my knowledge, I've been hearing a lot about perhaps some waterway searches and things like that, but nothing official coming out of Putnam County. I don't know who would be conducting these searches. That and, of course, the surprise yesterday with Pravat being arrested, a poor kid didn't even get to see the fireworks. So, you know... Inside joke.
Right.
Sorry about that.
You gonna start giving up secrets and stuff like that, DJ?
I'm not gonna do that. I like living, brother. I like living.
I know, bro.
Alrighty, but but as far as on the ground searches, no, I'm not hearing much of anything. And again, you know, I get very little from law enforcement. Sometimes I get a call back. Sometimes I don't. It all depends on what they're up to, what they're doing, and who's available to answer the phone over there. It can be a little bit of a mixed bag with Putnam County these days. They do have a lot on their hands for what they do over there.
Okay, you have obviously heard the same rumors that I've heard.
Yeah, and I want to make that real clear. As far as I'm concerned, I have nothing provable, so I'm only that's only hearsay, and I can't stick my name to it.
And neither can I. But
yeah.
That is the rumor that's doing the rounds, that there was some kind of search done yesterday around the waterways.
There's plenty of water over there, St. John's River and the creeks and the Dunn's Creek and all of those. There's tons, Trout Creek, everything.
Right.
And ponds and everything.
Yeah. And in fact, one of the favorite or most popular questions I get asked is, why doesn't Tim Miller get involved?
He was.
Yes, exactly. Now, why isn't Tim Miller involved? Well, I'll answer it. The short answer is he was told to go away.
Pretty quickly, too.
Yep. Now, who told him to go away?
That would be Ellie, to my knowledge. They scaled back the searches within the first eight days or 10 days, and he was about the saddest guy on the face of the earth when he got the word that he was supposed to go home.
I find it inane, if nothing else. I mean, why would law enforcement tell Tim Miller, who he's hardly an unknown person, and his group has the tools to really, really help law enforcement, and he doesn't cost a dime.
Let me tell you why.
Sure.
Well, I'll just give you an opinion. Why spend a man's money if you know something different than the man's doing?
Okay, that was deep and philosophical, Mr. Cobra.
There you go.
Paul, are you still with us?
I am.
You've obviously been listening to this banter. What do you think about this case?
Well, I mean, I draw a lot of similarities from it, going back and thinking about my father's case back in 1982. When law enforcement has the upper hand, they're going to do what they're going to do.
Are we talking, I'm looking for the political version of this, the politically correct version. Small county?
Yeah. There's definitely a syndrome of small communities that tend to breach the boundaries of what it is that they're supposed to do and kind of have their own agenda.
There you go. That was very political, brother. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Paul always does a good job.
I don't offend anybody later, but yeah, that's exactly what I'll be seeing.
I won't put TJ on the spot. He has to work in the environment. But what I am going to do is put a caller on the spot. Someone from the 417 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Nikki. And I had a question or a comment too. When Haley, this first happened to her, and the police then came in and did the forensics with the door, and, you know, I'm wondering if it wasn't a stranger because they didn't find any kind of hair or nothing. You know, and there's a lot of people they know that could have been in and out of that trailer. They know something.
Okay. TJ, do you have those nitro tablets handy? I think she's talking about that back door. Uh-oh. I think TJ's... TJ's sulking.
He blew himself up with those nitro tablets.
I know, it caused him to have
Fourth
a heart
attack. Made in China, told you about that stuff.
If you did just do that, I'm going to be really annoyed because I class TJ as a really good friend.
Oh, no.
TJ got
blown up. On a serious note, I do believe that some very big mistakes were made very early on in the investigation. And your question is a valid one. You know, it seems to me that a lot of things weren't done by the book. Cobra, what's your thoughts?
Oh, won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
He knows something.
Don't you know? It's like this, brother. I wasn't there in the gathering the forensics. I wasn't there until about a month later. So what these officers did, I would be doing them an injustice by commenting on something I absolutely don't know anything about. But I'm sure that whatever they got, they got, and whatever they're doing, they're doing. How's that?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying if they did a good job, and nothing was tainted, and they, well, I'm not saying they did, but wouldn't it prove that a stranger wouldn't be in there?
Yeah, let me just tell you this. On a whole, I've worked with law enforcement for 30 years of my life, and very, very seldom, I mean very seldom, do you find something being screwed up on that or tainted or fabricated or messed around on that side right there. Usually later on that things fall apart, but on that right there, I'm sure that...
No, I don't think it what I'm saying is I don't think it was.
I don't understand your question.
Yeah.
If you're thinking they did something wrong or if they gathered enough evidence or were there people in the house or whether there's a stranger abduction,
right.
Your question kind of banged in. I mean, basically any answer would be a good answer, but if you want to narrow it for me, I'll try to answer it for you.
Just that... they have the results and they just aren't saying anything maybe now, you know, with the forensics?
Well, see, there you go. That's something. I mean, that's beyond an answer because I don't know. As T.J. Hart said before he blew up with his nitro tablets, they're very tight-lipped and they're not saying a whole lot about that. And I wasn't there, so
T.J., are you back with us?
Nope.
No, he's still sucking his nitro.
Bad business, baby.
He's still sucking his nitro tablet. We have another caller on the line, someone coming from the 607 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Yeah, my name is Bill from upstate. How are you, Simon, and everybody?
And then
the question I have, well, what's more like a comment, I think it's a good thing that they're searching the waterways. I mean, nobody has thought to check on any boat. Maybe there's a 23-footer or a 25-footer down there. I know there's pontoon boats, maybe bait and taco shops, but that's a good place to look
that
people haven't looked. Boats. What do you think of that?
Oh, okay. Your call came in kind of weak. I think you're saying, you know, are people asking questions at local fast food outfits? Is that what you said?
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What I was saying was I heard rumors that they were searching the waterways.
Right.
In the area. And to me, I think that's a good idea. One place that nobody has ever looked is boats. 23-footer, 25-footer. I mean, they're on the water. it's an easy place to hold a child also, or to transport children or a child. That's what I was saying.
But that actually is a very good question. And I think I'm going to point this one at Cobra. That there was some talk about the search of Griffiths' hay farm and the fact that there was a boat not very far away. Remember this?
Yeah. Only thing I'm saying, unless it was Mark Twain's damn boat and they're still paddling, I mean, wherever it's been, what, 5 months now, damn it, they got to where they got by now, I would assure you that. And any boat sitting on dry land don't work too well, so I don't... I'm speaking about
on the water itself.
No, no. I'd have to say that she's wherever she's at, and they ain't going to keep no child tied up that there on the water. Somebody was that sick to be doing that, man, I pray everybody...
Hey, you never know.
People
are sick these days.
I had to ask God to reveal it, man.
I mean, they're searching the waterways down, but what do you call that, the river down there?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. You know, yesterday was the 4th of July, all right? 4th of July, everybody out in their boat. What a better time to say, hey, there's a search going on. Where? Over there. Look at all their boats. Oh, yeah, they got a search going on. I don't know about no search going on, but if they did do a search going on, God bless them.
True.
I do believe we have TJ back on the line.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm back. I got a phone call about some of the we're going on with the search. Ironically, it appears that there was one that may have been conducted by one of the locals. I'm not going to reveal the person's name at this point, but this person has been hanging around with some folks who believe they have psychic abilities, and a very small directed search of waterways was probably done privately. And it appears that it may have taken place anywhere between Satsuma and Interlaken.
Well, I was kind of hoping you were wrong, TJ, because, you know, I keep reading all these stories about the alleged donation monies have been taken in and no searches have been done, and I'm thinking, well, maybe somebody got caught and they're going to go out there real quick and start doing some searches, but I couldn't figure out why they was doing St. Mary's and the island supporting St. Mary's River up there and all that stuff. I said, man... But whatever it is, you know, it is what it is. If you know, if you're outside
the
house
looking around and you
stumble on her, great.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I don't know what level of professionals they may or may not have had involved in this, but it appears that whatever this was, it was pretty not a whole lot of people involved. But in the most part, I think you're probably right, Bill. We know what it's like on the St. John's River on a holiday. Yep, there's a search, all right. There's a search for the next six-pack.
Yeah,
perfect timing. I mean, it's got perfect timing, but you know, I'm going to tell you something. If you was going to be all that hell fired up to go searching in a boat, don't you think you would have done it in the first week or so and not wait 5 months? Because you know how hard it is to find, God forbid, you know what I mean? I don't even want to say it.
They did that. How hard it would be.
That's what I don't understand. You know,
they did do a search in the first week.
Bunch of crap, brothers, man. I mean, move on to something else. That's a dead issue with me. I only saw it one place posted, and that was in art forums running around in there, and that's where it started off. Unless TJ, you got a secret phone call and said, "Hey, there's a search going on."
No. It was one of our radio listeners. Basically, it hit me with an email. I responded to it instead of hitting the damn hold button. I hit. Off on my this new fancy phone here I got in my office. So I just got on my cell phone and said, "Oh, hell with it, Ralph. What do you got?" You know.
Yeah.
So that's really about it.
If they did, God bless them. If it's a bunch of hootla to take some attention off of something else, get them. I say, get them.
Yeah. It appears to be basically a lot of ladies were involved in this, and some gentlemen with kind hearts and you know.
That's what I heard, but if they did, I say God bless them. But if it's a hocus pocus run, I'd say get the hocus pocus starter.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Absolutely. By the way, initially when Haley went missing, within the I think it was the second or third day, they had the dive teams out there in the St. John's River, cold as hell out there, and muddy as you can believe in that area. Now it's a pretty clean river for the most part, but where they were searching, it was pretty murky. And it revealed nothing.
Yeah.
So I do want everybody to know that they did do their due diligence at that point.
Yeah.
Cobra, can I ask you one last thing?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
In the beginning, I heard that they were searching through the woods, but they were stopped and told to come back. Is that true?
Told who? Law enforcement told?
Yeah, law enforcement stopped them from going any further.
Stopped who?
Other people who helped searching. Something.
Well, here's the only thing I know about that. Law enforcement did a very thorough job of all the areas they had marked off. In fact, I joined one of those searches. And the only reason that law enforcement would tell someone that was walking out through the woods to stop and get the hell out of there is they didn't have landowner permission or this was not a sanctioned search by the sheriff. So you can't be trespassing on people's property and stuff. So that's the only time I would tell somebody to stop, or they would tell somebody to stop looking, you know, somewhere or doing something.
Right.
I think that would be the reason. It, you know, if they when they were searching, when the police orchestrated it, nobody was telling nobody to stop. But, I mean, somebody's out there, and there's been a lot of renegades running out there searching areas, you know, and different things, and
messing things up.
They stopped that. I mean, you know, stopped that for their own damn safety, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that things get moving again and something breaks, you know?
There's always something going on. I wouldn't want you to be dismayed. I wouldn't want none of the listeners to be dismayed. There's many ways to run an investigation. One is group participation, where they leak out a few things to the press, like they did in the Kaylee case, and this is the Haley case. It's a little different. It's a little bit smaller community, and there's a second way to do an investigation. That's closed lip. Nobody says anything. So when you hear some rattling going on, you go, hey, go over and check that out. I hear some rattling, and I saw that in one of our notes. Go check that out. And that's more of what they're doing. They're keeping a very tight investigation, keeping as much stuff under lip as they can. If something springs out, they want to know how it got out there, why did it get out there. And now that's two times we've heard this. When we start hearing this shit 5 times, 10 times, somebody's going to jail.
Hey, Bill.
Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
You're welcome, sir.
Speaking to you guys.
Oh, okay. I do want to tell all of our listeners that our switchboard is open. The number to call is 646-378-1120. Give us a call.
I didn't mean to probably push your jackass button over there, but give the devil his due. If you know something, say it. I think law enforcement is and has been trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and for whatever reason, whatever approach they've taken, you know, maybe don't line up exactly what you're thinking, TJ, or might piss you off, but I just try to handle his call best as possible. And I know the cops are doing something. I don't want everybody thinking the cops ain't doing shit but drinking coffee and eating donuts, because they're not.
No,
there are some that do that, but for the most part, I mean, I don't want people to think that Putnam County is so far behind the damn time ball that they don't know what the hell's going on.
They're with it.
They took a different investigation approach, and people, since they can't get answers, they make up their own friggin' answers, and here we go.
That's unfortunately what's been kind of going on. Hey, Bill, I got a little something here for you. I think this would be a very good public service announcement for anybody who's thinking about searching the area in Putnam County. That terrain is not what you think it might be if you've never been there before. If you're from the Midwest, if you're from the North, if you're from the West Coast, this is totally unique. And, Bill, you're a Floridian. Tell them what they could find or what could find them if they decided to just come out and just free for all, do a search.
I know what can.
Well, we got some
down
snakes
there.
Down there, brother, that are big as fence posts. If you get up on one of them Eastern Diamondbacks, some of the largest in the world, and they like them gopher holes, we got plenty of them.
The
crust on most of
there.
The lands around the swamp areas we'll refer to is only about 6 inches to 11 inches. And you can walk on it. It's marshy some places, but if you pierce that top crust, you could go 12 feet. You'll never get out. I fell in black mud down there, and actually one of the, looked upon family members, I have to credit him for saving my life, because I grabbed him. He was going with me regardless, because he took me out there in the damn swamp, and he grabbed a tree, and that was the only way we saved our life. Otherwise, I would have been talking to you from a mud pit.
I know. It ain't like the regular woods where I'm at.
I'm a Virginia country-raised boy, and I'll tell you what, you at least got a rock if you see a snake. Down there, you got to throw a mud at him or fall in the mud with him and get eaten. It's a nasty place, and mosquitoes and bugs and things that stick you. And
alligators.
Charlie wrote a good song. There's some things out in the woods you just can't explain.
Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, okay, I'm going to interject with the wacko question of the week.
Oh, please.
Who has Haley?
Very good question.
There's silence. This group
is nobody don't know, brother. Some said I had her. Believe that shit? I heard.
Who
DJ,
said that?
I heard DJ was, you know, passing her off to me. We were doing a high.
What
happened, TJ? We came across the bridge. You were going one way. I were going the other way. You handed the girl to me, and I went the other way. I mean, looks like we're playing a football
game. And then we met under the damn bridge for lunch and talked about it. Yeah.
Well, we were under the bridge discussing what the hell our next move is. God almighty. I tell you what, it's the most sinister, insane thing I've ever been involved in my life, except for a little girl and the pastor asking me to get involved in it and all this crud and crap. I need a shower. Yeah.
Bill, you brought in, just for folks who are not familiar with your line of work, you've collared about 8,000 people in your career. 199 of them have been child sex offenders or people who have done bad things to kids, and maybe not in a sexual way, but they've harmed them. And when one sees the scoreboard there, you know, Bill Stobbs, 8,000 haul-ins, and some of the meanest nasties, including a terrorist who was plotting things against the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to a small town of Satsuma. If you blink going through there, you miss the whole damn deal. San Mateo, not much different. Palatka's a little bit more urban. But you go up there, it's a whole different world. It's like the rules for people living are a little bit different. Their code of how they treat each other is a little bit different, too. I'm not saying that it's good, bad, or indifferent. It's just different.
There's not a lot of friendly people that I've met when I first got there. Some of them eased up a little bit. You know, I struck them as an outsider. They thought I was coming there, like Padilla did to Orlando, and, you know, a lot of say he stuck his nose in it, and I didn't want to do that for that reason, but I was requested by a pastor to go there. And, yeah, I've caught over 8,000 fugitives, of people that have run off on bail bonds, and 199 child molesters. Some of them have set their children on fire with gasoline, bro.
I mean,
evil shit. Some fathers have taken their child since 5 years old and molested them to where they're getting married to them at 18. I've caught them
child,
with the girl. Oh, yeah. Dude, there's people out there who can tell you stories. There's a lot. This guy was going to blow up a freaking military base, but he wanted to do it only if he killed. He didn't want to hurt Jody's. He didn't want to hurt no enlisted men. He just wanted to kill officers and above. The FBI, when I was doing that, was 450 agents on that trail, and they thought I was insane. The newspapers were saying Cobra exaggerated. This guy was making potato guns. He has BB guns. Cobra's got him with machine guns. What the hell? And I popped off and told him. I said, y'all can say what you want. I'm going to catch him, and then I'm going to find these bombs, and I'll show you. Now, all this was recorded some 30 days before I even left. When I tell you that I'm on it and I'm going to do it, it's a done deal. And anybody that knows my track record knows some, you know, you can Google search me. There's 48,800 hits out there that will tell you these stories. I don't make them up. It's just I've received some type of favor, I would say, from God Almighty that has I have a special ability to be able to do this. I mean, of those 8,000, 199 were child molesters, done some evil, evil shit to their children, and they took off. Two guys that were in that mess committed murder while out on bond and fled to other countries. Now, I'm not just fishing in one little pond here in South Florida. I've traveled through, I don't know, 200 and some countries. I've been to every state in the union. I haven't been to every little county. This is the first time I've ever been to Putnam, and this is the first time I've ever been locked up, first time I ever had any issues, my credibility on the line. None of that's ever happened before. And I'm hoping that by and through the end of this thing that I'll step off just as clean as when I stepped in. It's just it's been a hell of a thing. But the Bible says you can't shed innocent blood. Whether you killed this child or whether you stole this child, God's mad. And everybody that's touched this case, he's pissed at them too to make sure you got clean hands. You touched it, and look what happened to you. Everybody who's touched this case has ended up having something in their life change greatly. As long as this change just makes me stronger and smarter and able to do my job better, great. But you know what? This little child, God's eyes are on this child. And whoever the heck did it, you ain't getting away. I don't care if you go to church and get baptized 20 times. If you got this dirt on your hands, you can either get up off of it and clean us all at the same time, because God's mad at all of us. That's the only way I can explain it. Somebody said Curse of the Mummy. I don't watch scary movies, but whatever the heck it is, it is.
That was me.
If your listeners want to know what kind of guy I am, I'm more like the movie Taken, T-A-K-E-N. Go rent that movie. That's really how I would be if left under out of control. And the movie that fits this case is Gone, Baby, Gone. So those two movies, you'll catch up on them. Some of the listeners might be able to put two and two together and go, damn. But I think TJ, you, me, Art Harris, Simon, some other folks out there really, really, really hate what's happened in this case and would like to see this child brought home. I would like to be able to get on here and say, well, this report this week, we did grid area 675 through 8,000, no child. We've done this, nothing. We're looking at you real hard there, brother man, and, you know, that's what I'd like to be telling you, that things are going forward. I pray things are going forward. But unfortunately, from where we stand right now, it does not appear that way. But hopefully it will.
Oh, okay, okay. I need to break in. My co-producer, my co-author, Jan.
Oh, hey, Jan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a hard time getting in a word edgewise here.
Sorry, babe.
I just have one question for Cobra. His opinion, his honest opinion. Do you think Haley is still alive?
God bless America. You, Jan, you did it. You know, I told you in private my days go 51, 49. 51, 49. Today you caught me on a 49. I'm sorry. That's just today. Tomorrow you say, hey, I'm feeling good today. I get saddened every day. It's 50-50 from what we're seeing. I still believe that somebody stole this kid. That's what I still believe. But more and more of the evil and the things that are happening to folks, what I just tell you about Scripture, the blood cries out from the ground. So I'm hoping that we're not all in this bullshit because this child is dead, and these are the signs. I hope not. But whatever it be, it's going to be. Whatever it is, Jan, whatever it is, I feel that everybody put their heart and soul into it, and we will find out.
I keep feeling in my heart she's still alive.
I got to stay positive because I got too many negative days with other stuff cooking. And right now I just feel, after all the stuff that's happened this weekend, man, I just feel bad in my spirit, you know. But, hey, it could be just some bad beans or something, you know.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Cobra, I meant to ask you this at the opening of the show. How is the quest to get rid of the vermin going? And I'm talking about the ones with fur.
Go again? I missed the furry thing.
Oh, how's the quest to get rid of the vermin that are stealing the birds' seeds?
God, that is such a riddle. I can't get my mind around it. What is the vermin? Furry vermin that's stealing the seeds.
Oh,
you got squirrels?
Huh?
You got squirrels?
Hell yeah. To catch one, you got to climb a tree and act like a nut, but I don't understand your question.
Okay. All right. Let's just move on from this.
Simon and his riddles.
Yeah, we'll come back to it another time.
You asked me a riddle, and then I can't unscramble your riddle.
The rat traps.
Oh, the little bastards. That'd be weird. Let me tell you, these Norwegian guys are smart as shit. This guy came, it's this little rat. He tricked my trap, boom, he threw it on the floor, then he took all the seeds from my bird cage and piled them up on a little pile, like, this is where I sit, please don't put no rat traps back here. So I don't know whether to kill the little bastard or catch him, you know, kind of that movie Green Mile, he might be one of those little rats, I don't know.
He's going to be in Florida, that's where that rat's going to be.
Well, you know, we in Florida, we have a lot of people, we don't have rats, if you live on the water in Florida, you got what's called a Norwegian rat, and that bastard, I took them all around the world with me on ships, and they follow you everywhere.
Well, what is Boca Raton? Isn't that Spanish for mouth of the rat?
Mouth of the rat of the mouth. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. Boca Raton. Don't get
okay.
it twisted, sister.
All right. After that commercial for
the Boca Raton Chamber of Commerce.
It's a beautiful place. Come on down, but if you're from, you better have some money.
We do have another caller on the line. Let's bring him on. Assuming my switchboard will let me. Someone coming in from the 386 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Hi, I'm Judy Lucia with Gunny. Hi, Cobra.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Good. You get Gunny some water? I told you it'd be hot.
Oh, yeah. He's not out searching now. And guess what? Those searches are hopeless. We've been over there so many times, and all it is a distraction. That's it.
All right. Update.
Yeah. What was that?
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, you're welcome. I do have something I need to talk to you later, if you would call me. You got my number.
I'd be glad to.
And I think it would encourage you a little bit. I can't say anything on the show.
Yeah,
I
want to
keep it secret, but, you know, I want to keep your courage up.
Thank you,
I believe she's alive, and
right.
So does Gunny. And so does Gunny.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, you can say it on the show. We all promised to keep it secret.
No, everybody will hear it. Everybody will hear it. I want to put it past Cobra before we announce it. Maybe next week. Maybe
sure.
Next week.
Yep.
I want to. But I just want to keep his courage up. Hey, I think it's more like 52% now.
All right, Mama, come on. Come on.
Right.
Just my feeling. Just my feeling. I got something exciting to tell you.
Right, well, get off.
Okay.
One of the things that we like to do on Blogger News is ask our readers, you know, questions that they would like to ask, because not everyone feels comfortable dialing in and dealing with us people. I mean, even though I don't think we're particularly bad, are we, honey?
No.
Yeah.
Ask TJ.
What's that?
Hi, TJ.
But
for God's sake.
But there were several questions that I found interesting that came in over the last couple of days. One was from a reader that has a theory that maybe Misty had suffered some mental trauma that had caused a block in her mind about the events. And that was the reason for the timeline inconsistencies.
Hey, TJ, you want to take the first stab at that with this Misty mental block or what?
Well, from what a lot of people have told me, and from people who know her, and certainly from Haley's great grandmother, Ms. Kanger, with whom I spoke a few weeks ago, the only thing blocking up the timeline is trying to get a story straight. And which story do you wish to keep straight? And you know, the allegation is that there. What appears to be isn't always what truly is, and therefore sometimes you might have someone telling a fib to cover up for something else.
Well,
that's pretty much the popular thought here.
What's the numerical number, ma'am? Huh? What color is the hair? White.
What color is it?
White. Listen, if you don't know what the word numerical means, and if you think the child's running around with white hair, my theory is that I got a good one.
I bet you do. Well, you're talking about colors, man. You know, that may have played a role.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the allegation that drug use may have been a factor is another thing. I don't know if that's traumatic. I do know that it's medical. That may have been a factor in remembering events as they happen in a certain
process. Are you familiar with sodium pentothal?
Oh, it's the truth medicine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Truth serum. Boy, I tell you what, I will strap to the table as long as I look along and I see 10 or 12 more strapped to the table, and I think they ought to juice us all up and have fun and ask all kinds of questions. And then when it's all over, I want to go to the next room and see who all gets shot.
Okay, on that happy note.
You can't tell that Bill's frustrated, can you?
Damn right.
No, not at all.
No. I'm recommending truth serum. The hell with the lie detector test. You figured out how to beat that shit. Give me some. You know, I think you get doped up when you, my CIA buddies tell me it makes you feel really good. My girlfriend asked him, said, well, listen, if you administer it, I only have two questions I want to ask him. And I said, this is unfair now. This is bullshit, but I'll do it. I'll do it, damn it.
Have you considered appearing on Maury's show?
Who, me? I'll go on Maury's show and shoot me full of that shit, man, and I'll sit there and you can talk to me, and probably by the end of the day I'll have white suits coming to take me away. Damn.
Okay, let's grab another caller off the switchboard. We have someone coming in from the 309 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Oh, good afternoon, Jan, Simon,
hey,
Cobra,
Kay
TJ. This is Kay Sue, and you took my question, but yeah,
Kay,
what do you
Sue?
Think? Hey, how's it going?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I wanted you to send me a dadgum email. I was trying to find out, A, who you were, B, what was going on, and C, you did stir up a lot of crap last show.
Well, it's all right, you know. Somebody's got to pick up that slack.
I guess
nobody's done. Jesus, now you got me all shy and flustered here.
Go ahead. I just wanted to know more about you. That's all. Shit.
Well, listen. Does anyone know any much to, let's say, how am I going to put this, about this anonymous donor on this child support? Does anybody actually know for a fact it was an anonymous donor?
Ooh, that's not mine. That's a story for Art right there.
Yeah, that appeared on ArtHarris.com.
Yeah.
I know it did, but I think they might be surprised when they find out who the anonymous donor was.
Holy shit. I'm interested.
Well,
Billet.
You know me.
Billet.
That's the problem. I don't know you. I want to know more about you, because if you're real, honey, we need to talk.
No, this is true. I'm gonna bust her out right here on the internet, right here on the show.
Bring it on.
Let's go.
All right. I got a little email. Kim Bacazio's husband's the one that paid those two lump sums of CRISPR's back child support.
Oh shit.
Oh, this should
be. TJ, you want me a story?
What's that?
I said, do you want the story?
Well, yeah, I'm listening. I'm sitting here paying attention. I'm not.
Yeah. Art's little communication with the anonymous donor is bullshit. I will say that.
Well, listen,
Art, you just got taken by a ride.
Hey, here you go. Write this down. Especially, I get emails all the time. Case closed at bellsouth.net.
I'll email it to her.
Okay, thank you.
Send that shit. Hell yeah.
Okay, TJ, how about we meet somewhere between Mississippi and Florida, and we just dig ourselves a big hole, and we'll just sit in it for a while.
Yeah. Chicken, get up and walk around so they can shoot at you like they're shooting at me. TJ, don't blow yourself up, TJ.
Don't blow myself up.
You put those damn pills in your front shirt pocket, and that looked like a Taliban move to me. It's nitroglycerin. Take it out of there.
Don't worry. I got a bottle sitting right in front of me.
I don't trust none of y'all.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either, but this is just too good to pass up, amongst other things.
If you're real, you ought to get the Academy.
Do you have do you have the electronic data that I could perhaps see to back that up?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, shit!
And, anybody who is listening in, you know, my email is out there for everybody. It's tjhart@entercom.com.
I just asked from Jan and Simon, too.
Bullshit, Simon. Don't let him steal my damn... Hey, Simon.
Hey, there's plenty. Trust me, there's plenty
Jan,
to go around.
Simon, Jan, help me out here.
There's enough to go around for everybody and make everyone happy.
You better be real, Katie Sue. You know what I do for a living, honey.
Hey, you know I'm real. You just ask me. Yeah, it's real. You wait until you get this.
I can say that I trust her.
Okay, cool, baby. Hey, you spoke. Hey, I was just joking, too. You know, I only hunt criminals. But let me tell you something. If that's true, I want my charges dropped. I've been fucking framed, and I want to be free of this county. I'd never go back there again. I swear to God, I'd never go back there again. First of all, Haley, unless dead, is not there. So you got to go out of your way to go there, and I'll never go there again. But it will sure clear up a lot of shit that's going on out there. If that's true, K-Sue, that's a very, very serious statement, and I hope that you.
Oh, that's true, and also about the little incident with someone getting drunk and being taken advantage of in a motel room.
K-Sue's hooked up.
Oh, yes. Very hooked up.
Well,
oh, he feels really bad about it. He really does.
And I don't care. Send two copies to TJ, but, you know, he's using them for a different reason. Me, I want to be vindicated for my bullshit. That's all.
I got him.
All right, Mama. It's on. It's on and popping.
Yeah. All I can say is one doesn't connect with one that she knows hates her, and, you know, hey, what goes around comes around.
Well,
she put herself in this position.
Hey, when you lie, when at first you tried to deceive, weave.
Oh, and it's a vicious weave. I wish I had her husband's email address.
I tell you what, when you send me the email, I'll make sure that you got any email address you need.
All righty. You got it.
Good enough.
Oh, no. More email wars.
Hey, Simon, you started this shit.
Hey,
you want them moderating answering the damn phones now, by God. Now, don't tell us to.
This is the second time I've been trying to get on.
Well, I'm glad to let you on now because you're real, honey. You fixed to change this case. You fixed to change this case big time.
Oh, the game's changed, and it's in your favor. It's in everyone's favor.
I hope so, baby.
Yeah.
I hope it favors Haley at the end of the day because
exactly.
I got some big broad shoulders. I mean, they got me pushed down in the mud. I'm walking around with my knuckles dragging the ground. But let me tell you what, I still got enough strength to pick her up.
That's right, and that's all this is about, bringing Haley home, showing who the dirty players are and who knows what and who's blackmailing who, and I'm telling you, blackmailing's over. It's time to bring that little girl home.
Hey, I was the subject of some blackmail here in the last couple of days, and it's a closed investigation at the moment. But I really appreciate that, K-Sue.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you.
And I'll get you those emails, too. And you too, TJ.
Thank you very much.
And I'll tell you what. When we do finally close this case, somehow TJ, Cobra, and Jan and I are going to get together in Putnam County. Now,
I don't know. There's two of us in there, but they don't like seeing over there.
Hey,
no,
hey,
what's the name of that little
like
bar?
I ain't never going over there unless I got to go see the man. That's it. In and out. See you later. I'll meet you in Flagler County.
I ain't going down there. That's for damn sure. I'm staying
hell
at the north.
No.
Let's go to St. Augustine. It's a little bit more picturesque. I'll buy.
Oh, okay, even better. He's offering to buy.
Listen, I'll grab TJ, head out I-10, and I'll be in Mississippi in a couple of hours, and we'll just come over there. It's safer, bro. Save you gas. We'll come to
hell
you.
Hell of a lot safer.
Hell yeah. Mississippi's most stopping ground shit. We need some. Oh. We can pinch some tails and pull some heads.
Okay. I need to break in.
Sure.
We have a caller from 732 that's been patiently waiting.
Thank you.
No problem.
This is
Feisty.
Hi. I've got something that I also wanted to let Cobra know. I sent you some emails, but I'm not sure if you got them or if nobody's using them for a reason. Has anyone looked at Kim and her husband's past? In Broward County, I believe. Yes, Broward County. Have you all looked at how many civil cases have been against them in the last 10 years? There's three open right now. There was 13 where they were the defendants. 13 civil cases against them. And that's not counting how many are individually against each one.
Hmm.
Well, if I tell you this,
I'm not a mudslinger. The only thing, like when K-Suchi called in, if you heard that, if they have information that will help me in this investigation, of course, the offspring of that investigation, fine. But as far as what everybody's got in their past, I don't give a shit about
it. No, I don't mean I'm not trying to just mudsling here now.
No,
you know,
I don't,
they say you are who you hang with. Now, I mean, what kind of an attorney? How did she get a license like that?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I mean, come on, seriously.
I get down on my knees and pray when I want something. I don't know how everyone else does when they get on there.
I think Kim might get on her knees, too, but oh, man.
Maybe Kim gets on her knees. I thought, oh, God.
Oh, well. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to post them. I've got the screenshots, and I'm going to post them on our website after the show.
Victims
Heartland, if you want to see them. Because I'm tired of her. She's going out. She's doing all this to everybody else. I mean, she's messing with everybody. She needs everybody to see.
What's that website?
Victims Heartland.
Do it easy.
www.victimsheartland.com. Come to the forum.
Come to the forum. Oh, those forums are dangerous.
Oh, baby, I'll protect you, baby, I promise.
Listen, I was in a forum the other night, and everybody sat around like little puppies for about, what was it, baby, 20, almost 30 hours, waiting for the moderator to come in. And there's breaking news on little Haley. And then after all that time, the first damn thing pops up on the screen is, here's the late breaking news. Cooper's trial is on the 3rd, and he's being charged with grand theft for not paying somebody. I went, holy shit, the bed, Fred.
When the show's over, I promise I'll get right to posting them.
All right, you better get to posting.
I will.
Bombshell news.
Hey, Simon, keep getting them callers, man. You got some damn magic fingers over there, buddy.
I know it. We like to just sit around and just bond all day. You're surprised at what you find.
She's been doing such dirty stuff. She's been doing dirty stuff to everybody else. Tim Hemsworth, that poor guy, or Homeseth, that poor guy, they put his adoption papers out on the internet from when he was 19 years old. What a horrible thing to do. There was other people involved. You know what I mean? That's not cool. That's what made me look into her. I thought, okay, let's look into you.
Well, they've gotten mad that Timmy has taken a war on up there and posted my name, if you've ever been to his site, right in that.
Yeah.
He's got my name on there a lot. He supports, you know, trying to find a little girl. He's been very involved in some high-end political stuff. Everybody says, yeah, he's a nobody. But he's taken down some pretty big people in his day. And there's no association between us other than he likes what I'm doing. But everybody's trying to blackmail me to go back to him and tell him to stop writing these stories. No sooner than I can tell Simon, I don't want you to have blog radio no more, okay? Let's just attack the press. The worst thing, Simon said this the best, and TJ would agree. The worst thing that anyone can do is try to manipulate or threaten the press. And Simon's been threatened. He's the press. TJ's been kind of, you know, little threats, little innuendos, and he's the press. Timmy is the press. So every time I've seen him get threatened, man, he gets a brand new number 2 pencil and goes at it.
Oh, yeah. I love Timmy to death. We talk.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I think his heart's in the right place. Some of these stories scare the shit out of me because I wasn't the investigator in them and I don't know about them. But when I'm asked a question, I tell the damn truth and we go on with it from there. And sometimes I was part of a whole big story unbeknownst to me. But nonetheless, hey, anybody that's trying to find the truth and the real truth and not trying to jack people up on new charges and shit like that, they got my vote.
I think the major problem is that, I'm not trying to defend anyone here, but as the press, you do have to be somewhat diligent about the areas you play in. TJ, would you agree with that? No, we lost him again.
I like to play in the sharks in the water.
We definitely need to buy that boy a $20 cell phone.
You're going to keep on doing that until they come knock on your door. He's got
to No, I mean, there are some issues. And, you know, if you look at the whole Haley Cummings case, or in fact, any of the other cases that we've been following. We know way more than what we report on, but it's not really salient to the case. I mean, it's dirt. Yeah, how does that move it forward?
I don't know, Simon, but I'll tell you this. I didn't think anything could distract me from what I was doing trying to find little Haley. The money became an issue, and, of course, you know, gotten money issues and then this and that and the other. But then to get arrested, and that distracted me for only a moment. Then all of a sudden now, with all these additional things being alleged out there and sworn statements taken on perjured testimony and shit like that, dude, I'm kind of a little bit, you know, it's rechanged my focus into fighting a legal battle versus trying to find out what happened to the little girl. And that sucks, man. That really just sucks.
Oh, well, I agree with you.
Sucks.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I let down some folks that I can't tell them, hey, you know, I was out today. I was in this county. I was over here. I did this. This is what I did. She's not there. I went to jail. She wasn't in there. I can't report that shit because I'm too damn busy trying to figure out what the hell are they trying to do to me, Simon?
Oh, I agree with you. Oh, okay, I want to go to a couple of our panelists, if they're still with us. Denny, are you still hanging in there?
Yeah,
Mobster Day.
Nope, we lost Denny. He's out having too much fun with his ex-mobsters, I guess.
Hey, what do ex-mobsters do? Do they toe the line, or do they get pissed off and come get guys like that for talking about them, or do they just, you know... Just,
we hope not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Simon. I mean, is they smoking cigars and chilling like I would probably be if I was an ex-mobster, or are they out extra-mobstering, you know?
We're not entirely sure, but I'm going to do a show on ex-mobsters just to find out.
Well. Hey, what day is that going to air? Because, you know, I want to make sure I do meet your ass before you do that, because I don't want to meet you in a pine box, and this was the Simon, you know, you can't talk anymore. I want to ask you a few questions personally in your face.
Oh, no. I mean, these ex-mobsters are actually quite nice people.
Yeah, so said the spider.
Paul, are you still with us?
I am.
Paul, you've been listening to this long, protracted discussion. I'd love to get your thoughts.
Well, let's narrow it down a little bit. Thoughts on what?
The
smart man.
The Haley Cummings case. I mean, is this going to become just like Ronald Scharf?
Oh, God.
Well, I hope not. I really hope not, because there's somebody out there that needs help right now. But the thing about it is what we're doing right now is to keep things very public, keep things very transparent, so we don't find situations that are like my father's case. So it's really beneficial when people like you, Dennis Griffin, you know, come forward and help out and give us platforms that we can speak on and to bring down that layer of transparency so people can see what's going on. And be alarmed by it and demand better action.
Cobra.
Very good answer.
That's all you got to say? I've never heard Cobra.
No, man,
so
when a
sure.
guy says it, I mean, hell, what can you add to that? He said it exactly the way he'd be saying, bring down a level of transparency so everybody can see what the hell's going on and expose yourself if you're out there running around. So it ain't no sneaky business. It's, you know, that's why Florida's a beautiful state. We have something called the Sunshine Law. But they can't release on the Sunshine Law until something comes out. So I'm sitting back waiting for the sun to start shining.
Jen, I want to bring you in. Your thoughts. I mean, nothing specific, but you've been listening in. You've been scribbling notes. I've been watching you.
My thoughts is strictly... We need to bring Haley home. It's time for Haley to come home. And then we can take care of all this other crap that goes on, politics and everything else. Haley needs to come home and then everything else can be there.
Amen.
She needs to come home.
It is indeed a horribly, horribly sad case. And what little is getting reported by the press is depressing. I mean, there isn't any good news. I can't remember the last time I heard any good news about this case. You know, we're going to dig this up. We're going to do that. None of it is moving it forward. What on earth can we do to move it forward? Someone give me a clue.
I wish I had one.
I think getting all this mudslinging out of the road with the KP people and you know, LA starting to do their job, stepping up and start searching and getting people to start talking instead of just letting them run the county down there, which, you know, I think
yeah,
should get the ball.
The parts that needs to be stopped is the parts that are distracting from the search itself. It's like every time they start something, something comes up to distract it and stop the search and to deal with something else. And
I think that's with all the players in the game doing the distractions,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
Saying this, saying that, and until they're proven wrong or, you know, they get proven that...
She said stuff and it's just, it's not finding this little girl.
No, it's not. And the longer we wait, the longer, you know.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be a good one. You know,
right.
Somebody's going to get tired of it or something, and we don't want that for little Haley. We want her brought home. And, you know, this blackout thing that I heard about Misty, you know, having a trauma 2 years ago, well, you know, if she loves this little girl like she says she does, I think I'd be for begging, pleading, and asking for help to get this trauma brought back so that we can get on the road to finding Haley.
Right.
That's the key player in the whole situation here in the investigation is Misty coming forth and either reenacting the night or coming the truth with it.
Well, I'm going to jump in there for a minute, Simon, if you got time on it.
Sure.
I would just, you know, I lost my dad when I was 12, and I've been around people that have lost their children. I've recovered 5 children alive. I've never recovered a dead child. That's there's some friends of mine that have lost their child and called law enforcement out, and they said, did you call Cobra? I mean, it sounds like a plug for me, but children are special. I've got 5 children, and I got into this thinking that we'd find this little girl. What I don't want to do 10 years from now, I don't want to look. Hope I have the ability to do it, but I don't want to have to look into this little child's eyes when she's 15, 16, and say, nobody really cared, honey. It got sideways, and we're sorry that you were over there at this place and this happened to you, but I did the best I could, and I don't want to have to offer her excuses. I don't want to have to blame someone. I don't want to have to – that's what it scares me the worst, to have to be able to look into someone's eyes later and say, what if, why not, and all that. That's what's going to really be detrimental for me. That's my coup de grace right there. I think that law enforcement is continuing to do what they're doing. Even though we got this little bloodbath going on the sides, they're seeing that too, and it has its hand in the investigation here and there. And I think through some of that they're going to be able to put the pieces together and go, ha-ha, we got you. There you are. Yeah.
Yep.
So I they're still moving. They're not. You know, people make them out that they're small, you know, small cop, whatever they said, small cop or small county cops. Let me tell you about small county cops. They got guys like me. They got guys of friends, FBI, FDLE, that work out of Jacksonville, Tallahassee, those kind of places. Then you got Atlanta. You got all these other things, Miami, Orlando. Let me tell you what. America's looking still. We're still looking. Everybody's looking, and high law enforcement's looking. They're just waiting for their opportunity to come in and move a few folks around. Putnam County's had a shakeup up there. There's been some folks that, like I said, went to apply for jobs in North Carolina, you know, or South Carolina. There's been some changing. I think that Jeff Hardy has got his hands full. You got to understand that this child come up missing 1 month into his watch, and then people are escaping from jail. Jailers are being arrested. A rumor of bad cops and bad guys and bad things. And like TJ said earlier in the show, life didn't stop when Haley came up gone. They still have to deal with the day-to-day bullshit. Right now in our county here in Broward County, we probably have 60,000-plus warrants on the books. People that have gone and, you know, other victims are out there saying, why didn't you catch this guy? He stole all my stuff. Well, we're busy taking care of this down the immediate things. And what happens is if a crime happens today and doesn't get solved today, that's tomorrow's first line of business, plus everything else that pops off tomorrow. So I want to make sure that we don't do any talking unfairly about law enforcement. There are a lot of great ones, but there are a few that may be doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and those will those will get taken care of at a later time. But I think everything is still moving forward. This is a crime. It's still on the books, along with another 48 or so that have happened in that county, unsolved mysteries and other things else. They got their hands full. They really, really, and, you know, and it all comes down to what I've been shown, budgetary. I mean, I've always had a budget. I don't have a budget now. I can imagine if all of a sudden they lost their budget and something popped off and they had to handle it. This is a draw. So I say hang in there, keep praying, and pray. I mean, actually ask God,
right,
God,
right.
Reveal this, man. Please, we beseech you, Lord, to bring this forward. And eventually it will come forward. It will. So stay positive. Like Kesu said, she really lifted my spirits. Kesu, if you're lying to me, I swear to God, you ought to go to jail.
I ain't lying. I ain't going to jail. I know somebody else that might be sharing one now.
Hey, Mr. TJ, did you show up yet?
No. And we're completely out of time. I want to thank our great panel, most of which fell off the fell off the line for one reason or another. I'm definitely going to have to buy these folks some cell phones, but I do want to thank everyone that joined us today. Cobra,
it is
always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Pleasure for me to be talking to you, man. You're a funny kind of dude, man. I like you.
Paul, are you still with us?
I am.
Paul Scharf, I mean, he's one of those guys that sticks with us through thick and thin. He obviously is not using a cell phone. Paul, on a very, very serious note, I do want a resolution to your father's murder. And if there is anything that we at Blogger News can do to help, all you have to do is ask.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Simon. And I want to thank you for everything that you guys have done, because I think, you know, we've made some differences. You know, like I said, we had problems with communication. They might not like me much, but they know that they got to communicate with me now. And I think that has a lot to do with you.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I can help you, I will be calling Mr. Mummett, since he represented the Hole in Wall gang, and see if he knows anything. I mean, that guy's very valuable, very good, sharp mind. And he may be able to shed light, maybe one little piece to help.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
That's a great idea.
Well, hey, listen, man, I didn't say he was my great, great friend in Vegas for nothing.
Shut up. Denny, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you asking about me?
Sound like Denny.
No, that ain't Denny.
No, you ain't Denny.
Well, I had to pull the phone away. The dog was barking over there and was yelling, and I was kind of reading the screen at the same time. And, yes, everybody out there, I do have the proof to bring old KP down, and I'm off the host key.
Oh, okay. I guess let's wrap the show up.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
God bless y'all.
Right. It's been a great show, as always. I'm sure we'll be back next week with another adventure. Who knows where it will take us.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Simon.